Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is October 12, 2006. For today's show, this is going to be really an opinion piece. I'm going to give you my opinion on one of the most common emails I get, and that email is, which is better, traditional photography or digital photography? I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give it to you straight up. I'm going to give it to you not like the neutral Canadian that so many people think we are. I'm going to give you my honest opinion on it. And I'm going to get into it now. And the question that comes to me directly is digital photography better than traditional photography? And my answer, flat out, is no. Digital photography is not better than traditional photography, period. So then the question comes, should you switch to digital photography? And my answer on that one is, yes, probably you should. Unless you are a fine art photographer. If you are a fine art photographer and you love the process, you love working in the dark, you love printing your own pictures especially, you love the darkroom, you love the red light, you love the smell of fixer, well then don't switch. Then stay traditional. Then get into your darkroom and work your magic. Because in that case, it's really about the process. It's really about the craft. It's really about printing by hand. And you know what? In that case, there's nothing like the magic of, you know, shining that light through the enlarger onto the paper. You take that paper, you run it through the liquids, and the image starts to magically appear. It's magic. It's magic. You know what it's going to look like. You know when you're getting a good print. You run it through the rest of the liquids. You take it outside and see the result. It's pure magic. It's pure craft. And you know what? In that respect, digital photography can never touch traditional photography. There's more of a journey from the silver located on the film to the end result. It's not so quick. It's not so easy. It's harder. It's more like your baby, your child, your masterpiece. And in that respect, again, traditional wins. You can't compare. Traditional wins. I would also like to suggest that just from a business perspective, if someone is trying to sell their prints, and it's taken them hours and hours and hours to make 10 selective prints, I would suggest to you that if that's all that they're doing, that those prints are going to be worth more. This is just my opinion again, but it took them longer to make those prints. Maybe those prints are numbered, but they didn't have to press a button. They worked like crazy to get each print. I guess the argument can be made that, yes, you're also working in front of your computer, it takes time. I agree that, yes, it takes time, but once you have your master print, once you've color corrected it and photoshopped it to the nth degree, you can make as many copies as you want, and those copies can be beautiful. Don't get me wrong, I've made beautiful prints, I love to see beautiful prints. At the end of the day, a beautiful print is a beautiful print, but there's just something more magical when you did it actually by hand in the darkroom. That's just my opinion. Feel free to tell me I'm wrong. Okay, but what if then you're a professional photographer or a serious amateur photographer? You might be into fine art, but not necessarily. You're more into capturing the feel. You're more into taking souvenir photos. You're more into doing a job with the photos, making money from the photos. Well, then my best suggestion is go digital. Digital is just so much easier in that respect. I mean, with digital, you could take as much time as you want. You could take as many shots as you want. Plus, one of the most desirable aspects of digital photography is the fact that you can see the results right away, which makes it a superb learning tool. Let's say you're taking a picture of a white man in a white suit on a white wall. Well, your camera is designed to render that picture, to render that scene as a medium tone. It averages out the scene. So your camera, more likely than not, is going to give you a grayish result. It's not going to give you that white result. When you see that image after you've taken it right away, you see that it's grayish, and that just makes it a great learning tool. You take a shot, you don't like what you see, and then you wonder why it didn't turn out properly. There's nothing like the instant feedback of digital in that regard. If you're a pro already and you know what you're doing, well then you just capture the scene. You've got it on your card or whatever media you recorded it on. You can manipulate it, you can send it wherever it needs to go, and it's done. It's a done deal. If you're lucky enough to have someone working for you, you just give them the card and let them deal with it. It's just so much easier in that respect. Is it faster? Is it always faster? Well, is it faster? The answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay, I'm hedging. I'm not giving you the clear answer. Let's say you're a wedding photographer and you're still shooting traditionally. You're shooting on film. Well, after the end of the day, you take your shots, you give them to the lab, and it's done. There's nothing you need to do. You get that proofs. If you're a digital wedding photographer, well, then that's definitely not the end of it, because you have all these different scenes shot under different lights, and then you have to balance them all. Hopefully, you're not going to be printing them yourself. You're still going to give them to the lab, but you have to balance them somewhat before you give them to the lab. It's not done. There's still work to be done. So in that respect, in terms of speed, it really depends on what you're using, what job you're doing, where you're going with it. Then sometimes, yes, it's faster and sometimes not. Surely, if you're a fine art photographer and you're shooting in black and white or color and you're printing them yourself, then there's no way it's going to be faster. But in that case, again, it's more about the journey than about efficiency. And then I guess another reason why you would want to switch is, unfortunately, the sad truth is film is on its way out. Traditional photography, unfortunately, is on its way out. It's still going to be around for a couple of years, but more and more film manufacturers are stopping to make their classic films. There are plenty of good examples. I don't want to start getting all weepy, but there's loads of films that aren't being produced anymore, and that number is just going to diminish and diminish as digital takes hold of the minds of people. And it's sad to say that even though for some applications, traditional photography is better. I mean, when you're talking about low light situations, the newer cameras, the newer Nikons, the newer Canons, they don't necessarily handle low light all that well. You get all kinds of noise in your picture when you don't want it. It's harder to deal with. Low light in traditional photography is better. But on a whole, if the film stock is on its way out and everybody's changing, you kind of have to go with the times, unless you're that fine art photographer again. I mean, Beta was better than VHS. There's a strong argument that Ogg Vorbis is better than MP3, but MP3 is everywhere now, and VHS, okay, we can't deal with VHS, but you couldn't be one of the few people that liked Beta, that stuck with Beta. Oh my God, am I showing my age now? The point being is, traditional is on its way out, so you really shouldn't be spending money on traditional cameras unless you're just like learning. You're going to buy an inexpensive camera, you're learning photography. But for the big bucks, when you're really ready to spend money on gear, I guess I'd recommend going digital. All right, so the next question goes, okay, Marco, you're recommending that most people go digital. Which digital camera should I get? Ah, this one's clearer. This one's definitely clearer. You want to get a digital SLR. You don't want to get a point and shoot. You want to get an SLR, something where you can adjust the focus, you can adjust the aperture, you can change lenses, you can adjust the shutter. These cameras are just far more versatile. You can do whatever you need with them. My recommendation is don't go all out at first. Buy a cheaper one. Get a used one. Go to a camera shop. Go on eBay. Get a used one first until you know what you're doing. Don't spend the big bucks yet, you know. Good digital cameras in the prosumer level, they can cost you $1,500, $2,000 or more when you start adding good lenses and flashes. Don't spend that money at the beginning. Get something much cheaper. Get something used at the beginning. Learn with it. And then your next camera, that's when you can spend the bucks if you're still into it. So many people buy cameras with all the bells and whistles and they're not into it. They still don't know if they like it. They still don't know if they need it. So why spend the cash at that point? Just, you know, buy what you need, buy something not too expensive, and grow after that. You can still sell that camera as well or use it as a backup. So I guess that covers it. You know, I guess I just wanted to basically respond to the emails that I keep getting, which is better, traditional or digital. You know, put it to bed once and for all. I guess this is just in terms of my opinion. It's not the official answer. It's not gospel. I don't even know if I'm right, but it is my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, darn it. And that's it for today's show. As usual, please, we love if you would leave some comments. That would be so much appreciated. This time we have our own dedicated blog, so you could leave the comments on the blog. The link is at photography.ca, and it's my pleasure as always to get comments on anything on this show or other shows, or if you have any ideas for future shows as well. So thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you again in approximately 2 weeks. My name is Marco. We hope you enjoyed the show, and happy shooting. Bye, everyone.